The Broncos introduced the 16th head coach in franchise history, and now we're pleased to be sitting next to Vance Joseph. Vance, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
I know that you mentioned this in your press conference, the culture here.
Yes.
The standard to win Super Bowls. It's a pressure-packed job, but is that what attracted you to you?
Absolutely. You know, every first-time head coach to have a chance to go in and win football games right away, that's got to be attractive. So I'm excited about it. I'm going to embrace the culture here. That's a winning culture, and not run from it.
You interviewed for the job 2 years ago.
Yes.
How much do you feel like you've grown in the past two seasons?
Every coach grows. Obviously, being a coordinator, for one of those seasons, but every coach grows because the experiences in this league as well allows you to grow, and having the right experiences equals the right knowledge. So, obviously, 2 years ago, I was 2 years younger, and being in Cincinnati with Marvin, having a great year there, and going with Adam to the Dolphins to be the coordinator there, that obviously helps your progress.
I know you spent a few seasons in Houston with Gary Kubiak. What's your relationship like with the old coach here?
Awesome. He's a great example of just black and white, yes and no. He's a no-nonsense guy. He's a hard worker. Players love playing for him, and you always knew where you stood with Gary. It was never a guess on where you stood doing your job.
You mentioned your family in the press conference. Is it nice to be able to settle down in a spot now after being in Houston, Cincinnati, Miami?
Absolutely. I've got a 14-year-old daughter who's moved. It's going to be five times, so that's tough on her. But she's a great kid. She's so resilient and smart and athletic, so I'm proud of her. But it's a tough business with family. So to have a chance to come back to Denver and settle in is it's an honor.
I always wondered, what do you do with your old gear from all these places? You must have so much gear, huh?
You leave it. I've learned to leave it in the locker. Honestly, you leave it and you move on to the next ball club and you put the new gear on.
It's nice to have a fellow Buff around here now.
Yeah.
How often did you get back to Colorado in the past?
Well, I was always back for our annual fundraiser, Bus for Life, every summer. I would come back. I missed last year. I was moving. But that's always a great event. Most of the guys come back, and it benefits ex-players and their families. Guys who go, having hard times. So it's a great weekend. It's golf. It's families. All those things. Great fundraiser.
A pretty good season last year too, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, the Buffs were fun to watch. Obviously, coach up there. Coach Mack has done a great, great job of recruiting and coaching those guys, and the energy's back in the program.
When you look at this football team, how excited do you get when you see guys like Von Miller, Chris Harris Jr.?
It's a players' league. It's a talent-based league. So with the right culture and the right talent, that equals winning. So obviously it's exciting to have great players on the football team already, and I'm looking forward to adding more and continue the winning tradition here.
You're not going to miss the beach in Miami, are you?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty nice, the beach. So obviously living there was a great, opportunity to be there with Adam, and it's a great place to live. Like most NFL cities, a great place to live. But it's hard to beat Denver.
The mountains are pretty good.
Hard to beat Denver.
You mentioned the culture here. What does it mean to you to be the first black head coach here?
It means a lot. Again, I'm honored and I'm proud. Hopefully going forward, that won't be an issue. In 5 or 6 years, about black or white or whatever race you are, if you're the best man for the job, it should go to the best man. But I get it, I understand it, and I want to do a good job to kind of make it the right decision.
What's next for you? Time to get to work?
Absolutely, work, work, work.
I've got to ask you though.
Yeah.
Are you instantly the head coach with the best voice in the NFL?
I don't know.
It has to be.
I don't know what that means, but. I don't know. You tell me.
It sounds really good.
Is that
I'm jealous. Yeah,
good, man. Something to be known for. Got to be known for something,
exactly.
Man. Physical, fast, tall, whatever. The voice. I'll take it.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
it's a pleasure
buddy.
To have you.
All right.